Arab winter won't stop a mission agency from looking ahead to next season. Government-ordered destruction of Bibles in Kazakhstan raises concern. And Chinese Christians are wrapping up spring training. All this on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Africa was home to the Arab Spring. Now it's known as the Arab Winter. Despite that, it's an area of the world that's receiving attention from Christians. Believers understand how important it is to reach out to this area of the world. The Evangelical Alliance mission, or team, is in North Africa to do one thing: learn. Team's Robert Johnson says,
"We're going to live with the people for about a week, 8 days. We're going to do some English teaching, just culture gathering, and really just seeing what it's like to be a North African."
Team already works with North African immigrants living in Europe. While in North Africa, Johnson says there are rules to follow.
"You can't hand out Bibles, but you can talk about God. You can't tell them that they need to convert, but you can share what faith has done in your life. There is an openness, but yet there still are some pretty strict limitations."
Johnson's asking you to pray that key relationships will be established. Next, Forum 18 reports religious freedom is losing even more ground in Kazakhstan. For the first time since the country gained independence in 1991, a court ordered religious literature to be destroyed. 121 Bibles and kids' Bibles and books on the Christian faith were taken from a believer in northern Kazakhstan. Forum 18 says that if he loses his appeal, all the literature will be destroyed. Pray that he'll win and that the gospel will continue to move forward in Kazakhstan. This is Mission Network News. After spending 8 years in prison under false charges, a Gospel for Asia-supported pastor is finally free. Originally accused of Maoist activities, Pastor Samuel was cleared of all charges in 2010, but strikes and delayed court hearings kept him in jail. Instead of sulking, he kept sharing the gospel with fellow prisoners. Many came to Christ as a result. GFA is praising God for this pastor's release. Pray new believers would grow in their relationship with Jesus Christ. We turn next to China, where spring training just wrapped up. We're not talking about a sports team, though. We're talking about a 10-day pastoral training session. China partner President Eric Berkland says that they were working in the Yibin Christian Church.
"Over 60 lay pastors, 30 from the local church here in Yibin and then 30 from the surrounding countryside churches, have come for some intense training in the area of family and marriage counseling and evangelism."
They also focused on youth ministry and tried out a new program.
"This year, part of our team is conducting a Sunday school evangelism explosion training for Sunday school teachers in the Yibin Church. This has never been done there before."
This type of training keeps China partner relevant in a changing China. They also make sure leaders have the tools they need to succeed.
"We also passed out over 900 theological study books to all the participants of the training."
Pray for these leaders as they implement what they've learned. And are you looking for an exciting way to spend your spring break? Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is encouraging you to get involved in their program called My Passport to India. It's a 10-video series that'll introduce you to India, its culture, its people, and what God's doing there. Lindsay Ackerman of Mission India says,
"My Passport to India was designed to help engage families in understanding how they can be part of God reaching our world with the gospel."
The program's designed for families, Bible studies, Sunday school groups, or individuals looking to get involved.
"We encourage you to fill a suitcase with loose change for India. And as you put quarters and dimes and dollars in there, you can reach another child with every dollar that you save."
Find out more at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God has issued a call on your life, but are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.